USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is imposing sanctions on Russia for cyber attacks and attempted interference in November's presidential election.
Today, I've approved several steps, including the expulsion of several Russian officials as a consequence of their actions. I've also signed an executive order authorizing new measures, including sanctions to address specific harmful actions that Russia has taken.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki declined to apologize for President Biden's past attacks on former President Trump regarding the now discredited reports of Russia putting bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers on Thursday. Biden repeatedly attacked Trump for holding a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin in June of 2020 and not bringing up the allegations. The U.S. intelligence community has a low to moderate confidence in the allegation being true. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The nation's top health officials are committed to being transparent after the FDA and CDC recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Testifying before the House, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they will continue to work with administrators to build trust in vaccines. House Republican leader from California Kevin McCarthy calls the situation at the southern border. House Republican leader from California Kevin McCarthy calls the situation at the southern border a humanitarian and national security crisis.
Those who are being harmed can be protected. And just as importantly, all those who live in America can be protected by making sure terrorists are not getting through our borders.
McCarthy laying the blame on the Biden administration during a Capitol briefing. He's accusing them of weakening security along the U.S.-Mexico border. McCarthy also noting former President Trump's border wall should be finished. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is continuing his public dispute with Dr. Anthony Fauci, claiming Fauci wants Americans to remain in President Joe Biden's basement, even if they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Fauci is continuing to urge the public to maintain preventative measures as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, regardless of their vaccination status, to which Rand Paul tells Fox Business,
just a couple of weeks ago, his own institute published a study that said that if you've had the infection naturally, that you do have immunity to the various variants. Same with the vaccines. The CDC also has now released a week or two ago that if you've been vaccinated, you're not going to be a carrier, you're not going to transmit it to other people. Instead, Dr. Fauci comes out with statements like, oh, even though you've been vaccinated, you still need to stay in Joe Biden's basement. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go out. That's kind of ridiculous. It's against the science, and it's actually discouraging people. People want a reward. Rewards work, and your reward if you get the vaccine is you can live your life again. You're not going to get it or transmit it to people. The likelihood is very, very small, and the risk is such that you could probably go back to living a normal life.
In Major League Baseball, Chicago White Sox pitcher Carlos Rodon becomes the second player this year to toss a no-hitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.